I won't take very much time. Brother Sam, he asked me how I was feeling. I'm telling him I'm feeling much better than when we got back, and I appreciate all the prayers that we've had, and ask that you continue to pray for us. We head back up to Cleveland in July, so we'll go back up there twice in July, and we'll go do the whole thing over again. We'll see how it goes again. So, but, you know, one of the good things, we went up there and Laura went to church with a church up there. She met a 103-year-old sister up there, and it was just, I mean, I'm going to say it was Black Printer Baptist Church, and you know what's great about it is, it doesn't matter if black, white, the truth transcends all of it. And that's what's so awesome about it, is we label it as that. I mean, we call it what we call it, and that's how we say things, but nowhere do you read that in the Bible, in scriptures. It's the truth. You know what? You have to shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know what he sees us? Through that, and we're white as snow. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, just thinking about that, that she got to go up there and worship, and she was worshiping, and they were worshiping. I wasn't there. I was at the clinic, but she was there worshiping, and they were celebrating the same things. And I thank God for that, that we can go up there and have his churches right there with us when we're up there. So we need to be thankful for that. But there's, well, little time I stand before you, there's something that I came back the other week, and there's this spot over here in Mark 14. There's a statement that said, a few phrases in Mark 14, few verses here. And verse 8, it says, she had done what she could. You talk about a powerful statement. She had done what she could. It didn't say she'd done something extravagant, out, you know, so amazing, so outlandish, went out above and beyond. Didn't say anything. Said she had done what she could. You want to know what our bar and what is set up for us to do? What we can do. Amen. So when the Lord puts it on us, he didn't put anything on us to go and say, I expect you to do more than what you can do. He didn't ever put that on us. You know why? Because he knew that we couldn't do anything to help in our eternal salvation and our eternal security. He knew we couldn't do that, so he didn't put anything on it. He didn't say, I love these, I chose these, I'm going to do something, I want them, but I'm going to leave it to where they have to do something for it. He didn't do that because he knew we couldn't do it. That's more than what we could do. We can't do that. It's not in us. He wouldn't put something on us that's more than we could do. So this Mary right here says, and in the beginning, in verse 3, says, in the beginning in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as she sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment and spikenard very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble her? She hath wrought a good work on me, for you have the poor with you always, and when whatsoever you will, you may do them good, but me you will not always. She hath done what she could. She is come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. So not only does it show us right there that what we do it does matter. You know, when you talk about, you talk to someone about what we believe, when not just for what we believe, but what the Bible teaches about salvation and how salvation is, and that it has nothing to do with us. That we can do nothing to help participate or secure or do anything for eternal security. We can do nothing about it. People will look at you and say, well, that, what? Okay, you got a free pass. Do whatever you want. I mean, how many times have we all heard that? That when you say, well, we believe in predestination, that it took place before the foundation of the world, that it's all taken, our eternal security is taken care of before the foundation of the world. And they say, well, you can do whatever you want to do. How many times have we heard that? They say it. You know, people say that. That's a natural reaction to it. So, well, you don't have to worry about what you do. Well, you know what he said? He shows you that what we do does matter, because what she did right here, she did all that she could. And he said, I want to make sure that you take this. And what it says, and the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world. This also that she hath done be spoken in memorial of her. What we do matters, and how we do things matter, and we want to make sure people speak of it, that when they say it, it matters, that it shows something good about it. That's what we got to do. Not because it wasn't so she could be saved. It wasn't so that she was going to be able to be in heaven one day. It was a memorial that showing that she did something that was right and good. When you talk about believing that there is salvation and doing something that's good and right, I'll raise my hand and say, yes, I believe that all day long. There's salvation in it all day long. Every time that we do good things and we participate in doing the right things, there's salvation in it. And what we know is that we all believe that because the Lord teaches it, and it's in the salvation in the right here and right now. And I want to have that salvation. I want to be a part of that salvation. I want to get that salvation. And the Lord shows us. He says, you know what you got to do? You got to get up and you got to work for it. You know, that's what he says. So when you say, well, I thought, you know, salvation by works, we believe that. Yeah, we do. We believe it right here. There is salvation in works, just not eternal salvation. That's what we got. So she does this thing. She did all that she could. She took this box, and it wasn't just some cheap box. It wasn't just anything. She had them, the people were looking at it, and they were talking to themselves. They have indignation within themselves, and they were upset that she would waste this ointment. Doesn't matter what people say about what we believe or what we practice or what we preach, what we teach. If it's what's right with the Lord, that's where we need to be standing. That's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do for you to be in a group of people. My boss is a preacher. I got a preacher that works for me. I've got a bunch of people that go to church. And they all pretty much kind of believe about the same thing when it comes to salvation. And when we get into conversations, they all know when it comes about, something's going to be said that it will stop me in my place. And I'll be like, no, that ain't right. I'm like, no, that's not right. I'll stop. I'll let them know. Wait, show me where that is. Explain to me where you see that in the Bible. Not to mine, not where I wrote something or what I think. Show me what the Lord said. You show me where the Lord said that you have to do something. Show me where the Lord said you have to accept. Show me where the Lord said that you must participate. Nowhere does the Lord say that. And when you do that and you show that, people will stop banging, well, you know, that's that you've got to do this. No, no, no. You show where the Lord said it. I don't want you to fill in blanks that aren't blanks. The Lord put periods where there's periods, commas where there's commas. He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly how to write. He knew what he wanted and how he wanted his structure. That's what he knew. And so when the people are around you and they have indignation and they're like, you know, they'll be talking about something. I'll be walking by and I'll be like, don't say that in front of me. Sometimes the other ones that don't really go to church, they'll say, don't bring up church in front of Wynn. Don't get him started. We don't need that started today. Don't do that today. We don't need that. You know, because they know everything will stop. And if, they'll be like, we don't want that today. We don't need to be afraid of it. You know what? If you've got the expensive ointment and this is what is on you to do to anoint that, then that's what you do with it. You know what? You have to ask ourselves every day, what is my alabaster box today? I believe that our alabaster box changes all the time. That we're out there in the world and we're in different situations, and what we have with us that we can do and use out there in the world, I think it changes all the time. From one person and interaction to another, what we have that we can use to help someone else or to be out there in the world to show and to glorify God changes all the time. What we have to ask ourselves is, how did I do with my alabaster boxes today? How did I do with them? And did I do all that I could? Not did I go above and beyond. Not did I just go out of my way. No, did I do all that I could? And I assure you, I don't know if there's a day that I could answer this and say yes. I don't know. I don't think I have a day, Brother Stan, that I can say I did all that I could. There's times when I don't feel like getting into the discussion. There's times when I just feel like, you know, it's not worth that effort. I'll just go on and just keep my head down, just go on about it. There's times when Sunday night church just seems exhausting, right? You know, we didn't have Sunday night church back up north. You know, you're like, what is this? Sunday night, you know, it's getting easier, but it's sometimes still, it's hard sometimes, right? Let's be honest about it. But it's, if we can do it, did we do all that we could? Coming here, and there's no reason why you can't come, and you don't come, that means you didn't do all that you could. That's all there is to it. You can try to paint whatever picture you want to paint. Now there's things that mean that you can't make it when you're sick and you can't. Guess what the Lord just said? He said she did all that she could. When we can't, He just showed us that that's all right. You can't. He just said, I don't expect you to do what you can't do. I just want you to do all that you can do. That is a beautiful thing. That's why when it comes to eternal salvation, He said, look, I know you can't do anything with it, so I don't expect you to even think about it. I don't expect you to try to come up with some solution or some problem-solving skill that thinks that you're going to have to participate or do something because you can't do it. He said, so just, I've got this under control. I've got it taken care of. That's what He said. You just do all that you can do. You do all that you can do. You know what that is? That's in the right here and the right now. That's with our alabaster boxes that we do all that we can do. Every chance that we get, we participate doing all that we can do. I tell you, I never noticed that till the other week on what a simple statement that is, that she did all that she could. That is a powerful statement. And I pray that when I go out there, that I can say, I don't believe there's a day that I can say I've done all that I could. I truly don't think there is. But I pray that I can say I've done the best I can to try to do all that I could. That's what we should try to be doing. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.